Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
Hi, welcome back to Doing Time with Deputy Mike. I am Mike, along with my posse.
I'm Nate.
I'm Milani.
I'm Connor.
And this is the wrap-up.
Sad.
Yeah. It is. And my juniors are now seniors. They're growing up.
Yeah, I'm a senior, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
It's weird to hear.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it yet. We're going to see what happens. Yeah.
So, you know, it just seems, seriously, it does seem like it. You guys, we just started. And I don't know, it's just crazy. Here we are.
Yeah, it's cool to see how we, like, shaped and formed, you know, this podcast from the ground up, you know?
Yeah.
Just going from nothing to this. That's crazy.
We still got a couple things to do, like roll call.
I'm sorry. I know I still got to do it.
But no, you know what? I mean, you guys brought a lot of really great energy. You did. I mean, you actually brought the direction. Because we were just, you know, Mr. Dran had you guys do your thing, and you guys, like, jumped into it. It was awesome. It was fun watching you, actually.
I remember when he first asked me to make stingers, he was talking to me, and he was like, hey, so we got the seniors on this thing with it's a podcast with Deputy Mike. And he was talking to me, he's like, all right, so I'm going to put you on making stingers for this podcast. And you know what? I'm going to put you guys also on the group. So I was like, okay, sweet, let's go. So I jumped right into it. Me and Milani started working on the first stinger, got that done, and then all the rest just flew right in. So yeah. That's really cool.
I didn't do anything related to that, so.
I'm chilling. Well, Connor joined us, and he's been in the cage.
Connor kind of jumped in.
About halfway through.
Started subbing for me when I couldn't be out there.
Learned the audio board, too.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Milani's talking more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So is Connor.
Nah.
But and then we got the website. I've not seen the website. I think I've seen it, like, being shown. Mm-hmm. But is it, like, actually up and running?
It is, but I don't know if it's to the point where, like, if you search Doing Time, that it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, I don't think we have, like, the link as Doing Time, but we do have a website up. We just need
to figure out how to get it.
Yeah.
There.
Now, on that, when we are able to search it and stuff, so that's where everybody can see everybody's mug shots and
all the mug shots. Cool.
And, you know, we've picked up, there it is. It's gone. It's just like there.
Quiet?
Followers, fans. We picked up fans.
Oh, we got fans.
We have fans.
See our stickers everywhere in the school.
Oh, yeah, we got stickers
got
on both
shirts.
Both the Macs. We got the shirts. I wish I would have remembered mine.
I was the only one that wore it.
Congrats, yep. Connor. I know I got all my stickers on my MacBook. Everything's on there.
Yeah.
Actually, you notice my vest looks nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a pain to wash this thing, so that's why you don't wash them that much.
Yeah.
And so I took everything off of it. I wanted it nice and clean for graduation. And I forgot to take everything out of my pockets. So I lost my notepad with important stuff on it. I lost a stack of stickers. And my knife went through, too. I was like,
that sucks.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Is the washing machine all good?
The washing machine's fine. It kept everything inside here. But what a mess to clean it out.
I was going
to
say, put a knife in a washing machine. I don't know how that's going to.
Yeah. So, you know, I cleaned it. Cleaned it up real good, and it's still sharp as a razor blade, but it's like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, accidents do happen.
Yeah.
I accidentally had a 20 in my pocket when I threw my pants in the dryer and washer. Still survived.
Yeah, you got a nice clean 20 now.
Nice clean, squeaky clean.
No germs on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from like 2 days old to like about 200 years old in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's laundering money.
Wait, you're laundering money? Yeah, wait, that's your job. You can get him.
So, you know, well, last night was graduation, so you guys are now technically seniors.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's depressing, really.
I mean, it really is. It's like life just hits you straight in the face for a minute. Seeing all your friends just get up and go after you just got to know them, too.
Well, see, and that's the thing, you know. I have 2 years get to know you guys, and then that's it. You're gone.
That's great.
And you still get attached. I mean, I was attached to quite a few of them. Yeah, you know, because they were like my first like full year, like totally full year,
mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of kids. I got a lot of hugs yesterday.
Get ready for next graduation. You'll be getting one from me.
But
that's why we gotta have a group chat when we graduate with you in it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So what you guys, what's your take, like, thus far on this?
I think it's fun.
Yeah, actually, I think it's cool to see what this class has provided us, you know, giving us the opportunity to create and produce our own student-run podcast, and just seeing how it grew.
Just this podcast gave us a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now we have you. There's a client. You mm-hmm. guys do that one also.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really do enjoy like watching you guys, and I like messing with Nate because he gets all worked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun learning how to use an audio board and stuff, because we can do stuff like last night when I played the music and did the mics and stuff for our graduation.
Yeah. In fact, everybody here pretty much was over at Stanwell Field. It's
Scrappers.
Scrapper Field, but Eastwood Field or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But you guys got to work.
Yep, I was filming.
Yeah.
They gave me two bars to hold the camera that time instead of the one. I had two. It's really cool.
I thought, though, on that big screen, I was only wondering, like, I thought you guys would be, like, filming it or recording or whatever, but, like, you'd see everybody up on that big screen.
I know that they were supposed to have, I'm pretty sure they were supposed to have, like, sometimes they would switch to what we were recording on the big screen, so it wasn't always, like, just stuff that we were playing, you know?
See, I only saw the TCTC logo burning.
That's what I saw, too.
You could... It was the broadcast. It was the broadcast that they could watch.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree, though. When the students were walking up to the thing, they should have showed the camera view.
Well, I thought, you know, with the one teacher, Aide or whatever, she was doing the sign language.
Mm.
And yeah. So I thought, you know, would be hard for everybody way back to see
what she was actually.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
For the stream, whenever I was up close on them talking, I zoomed in on both of them so that they could see both, just in case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Connor unfortunately was not there.
Watch the stream, buddy.
Yeah, watch the stream. Yeah.
Yesterday at the graduation, when they were talking, they had a sign language interpreter in front.
Which is really nice, because I don't remember her the year before.
Yeah,
this is a little bit off topic. Well, not really off topic, but at graduation, seeing our fellow squad mates in the podcast, the whole posse. It's like, you know, you took the posse and then you cut it in half, and then just got rid of them. I don't like that. It sucks seeing that.
Wonder what,
you know, like Hayden.
Oh.
I wonder what the next Hayden's year's gone. Doing time is going to be like.
Oh, yeah. Those juniors. I can't wait. They should let us handpick them. Let us choose.
Well, you know, there should be an addition. And you guys, along with me, should, I think, pick out.
To be fair, though, we have the advantage of them not knowing what they're doing, so we can teach them the way we want it to be done.
True.
Yeah.
The way that we do it, our way, mm-hmm. the good way.
Instead of them already knowing stuff and then us not liking the way they do it, we get to teach them the way we do it.
And you do have one student. He actually does a podcast. He does his own podcasting now.
Yeah.
So, but there is like, he's going to want to do things his way.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be starting up my own podcast here pretty soon.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm doing it with my buddy Austin. It's going to be about hypothetical situations. Because, like, I always get into those, like a zombie apocalypse or stuff. You know, just something
I remember something cool. When you came up with the idea for
so
that.
So, how are we going to find your podcast? What's it going to be on?
I think we're going to start on YouTube. Because, I mean, I don't really know where else to start. Because I'm not really, I didn't know how to put it on streaming services yet. I'm probably going to ask Duran and stuff how to, you know, push forward with that. But right now we're just doing what we did at the start of this podcast, coming up with segments, the booking, interrogation time.
And see, I'm glad you brought up Mr. Duran because, of course, he's the mastermind behind all this. Yeah. And I like his energy. I mean, he gets a vision of something. And it just starts rolling. It's like, I love just sitting by him. Because he lights up when he starts talking about what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to watch. And,
yeah.
And then you start seeing his vision. And it's like, here it is.
That what you just said right there is my favorite part of this class. Because Mr. Duran will say something, and then I will see it. Happen,
yeah.
Right then and there, right before my eyes too. Like he said that he wanted to enclose the podcast room. Look around us.
Yep.
It happened. We got the TV going with an animated logo, which looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
That he did. We got mounted cameras that he said he was gonna do. We got the camera up there that's shooting down. That just everything that he wanted to do, just came right into play.
We got the soundproofing. We're probably gonna have another camera up there on the ceiling.
The mounted 360s, and we're getting soundproof headphones that completely block everything out except for the microphones.
And another mic.
Mhm. That's gonna be so cool.
And you know, this stuff is not cheap.
It is
by no means. Is it cheap?
Each this mic right here, $500. That one, $500. Yeah. That one, $500. That one, it just goes.
It's crazy.
It's just money, money, money. I feel like Mr. Krabs out here. Money, money, money.
Mr. Krabs.
he's got a big budget, though, and he doesn't spend it on stuff he wants. He spends it on stuff
we
for
need.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is awesome. It is awesome. I mean, you know, the truth is he needs a bigger room.
Yeah, honestly.
No,
yeah.
I think, honestly, we need, like, a warehouse, you know?
A whole warehouse.
It would be cool, though. Like, we could have a whole green screen set up. We could have this set up.
Yeah, you could do separate stages.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everything's, like, stage one.
Right.
Doing time, stage two.
Right.
Some other podcast.
And it's cool because, like, this podcast table could be its own podcasting room. Like, everything, we wouldn't need no external walls to block out all the other things that we're doing in this class.
TCTC time over there.
Yeah, just everything. That'd be so cool.
It would be really cool to have a room that we could have, like, soundproofing on the walls. Like a recording studio, almost. Yeah. Like, you could have a window, have a, like, instead of the TriCaster room being all the way over there, you could just
right there.
Right.
So, when we're looking up or whatever.
And we could get a little light that says on air.
On air.
That we could turn on.
It's so cool to see that just how much freedom we have with this program, because not a lot of other programs can walk around the school freely as they please. You know what I mean? Like, at the beginning of the year, I remember him talking. He's like, hey, listen, this is going to be the best program. And I honestly think it is. Well, mm-hmm. maybe it's not for everybody, because it obviously isn't.
Right.
But in my eyes, this is easily the best program that is around here.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. It's just seeing everything, too, you know?
With the amount of stuff that we do for the school, it's like we kind of run it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we got wiring going through the school, and we can stream everywhere through... I know that Duran was talking about he wants to, like, get cameras everywhere, like, everywhere, yeah. and have them all connected to one, so we could have streaming through the whole school.
It would be cool, but I don't think the TriCaster has enough camera slots for that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, there's an upgraded... Yeah. upgrades. And there's wires everywhere. It's like, I mean, it's kind of cool looking because it's wrong.
Plus, I don't think we're allowed to have cameras just in the programs, especially since there's students that can't be filmed.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it was. I can't remember what he was talking about, but it was something with, like, maybe it was wireless cameras.
Yeah.
That we could just take. I don't know. I can't
remember. See, but that energy, like, you get excited.
Yeah, now I'm excited. It like yeah. it leeches on to me because mm-hmm. It's just cool to see how he does it.
Because mm-hmm.
you know, not a lot of people can say something they want to do and then back it up with doing it the next day. You know, like mm-hmm. it's not really the next day, but I mean, no. it's pretty darn close. I mean,
got to give it some shipping days.
Some shipping. You got the shipping.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we started talking about. It's funny because I actually thought these walls were like. There are thicker walls,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it was weird because, you know, I've never seen any of this stuff.
Yeah, me either.
And you know, when you explained it, I had this vision of these big sliding,
yeah.
thick walls.
Yeah.
I whenever we were like littler and we were taking a test, like we were little kids taking a test, and they would have you bring out the blocker, like the cardboard blockers. I thought it was going to be something like that. I thought it was going to be like a big cardboard blocker that would like move. I was so
confused. I didn't have those in school.
You didn't have those?
No.
Oh, they wouldn't let you cheat. You can look off anybody else's. I had to be enclosed in my little box and my pencil. Maybe a water if I was feeling frisky, you know?
We didn't even have water. It's like, here's your pencil. Bang. It's the worst.
Back when I was in fifth grade, we had those. And on each side... There was a hole poked in. I'm not sure if any of the schools around here did this. But with the spelling tests,
mm-hmm.
you get like a bunch of words. I didn't really ever study for those. So I would take full advantage of the holes. And I always sat next to the smart people. So I always passed every single test.
You think I'm studying for a spelling test? I probably couldn't even spell doing time.
I never really had to study for those. I was just good at figuring it out.
I just sounded it out.
Yeah.
Deputy Mike.
Anyway, going back towards like the hypothetical stuff, how hypothetically, if you didn't join this program or the school in general, how different would your life be?
Very.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I would probably still be considering going into the military.
Well, wait, do you mean by this school or this program?
Is either one.
Oh, well, if I wasn't in this, I would have been in electrical. So I probably would be working with wires and stuff. And, I mean, technically, I still am kind of working with wires, but, like, they're cords. I mean, you know, but my mom actually was talking to me. And one of the reasons why I came into this program was my brother. He was a big inspiration on me. And... he was talking to me about BPA and everything that happens in it, and I was just so excited and pumped. I said I wanted to go into this program, and my mom was talking to me. She's like, hey, like, you can also, like, look at these ones because, like, trades and stuff, like, they make, like, really good money easily. So I was jumping between either this and trying to make my way in this field or electrical, and I chose this, and to be honest, I'm so happy I did. I'm so happy I did.
I would have, if this program wasn't a thing, I probably would have been in either cosmetology or auto service, and I definitely wouldn't have liked it as much as I like it here.
Autos, I can't see you in auto service.
Auto service.
Yeah, that's,
I like cars.
I didn't see that one coming. I don't know. I just,
you would have been in the class with my buddy Dylan Coburn.
I could see you like doing hair or something. Yeah. Nails.
It's not really my
thing though.
Yeah.
I would have pictured more towards like the education thing.
Towards what?
The like education, kids. Family services.
Oh, like the kids?
I don't yeah. like kids.
Oh, I ain't doing that. I would never God, do that.
No. I would kick one of them.
Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of myself because I'm good with kids, but I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I would end up kicking one of them.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't be a teacher.
Oh.
No.
Neither could I.
The first time a kid would like backtalk me, we would have some problems.
See, I actually wanted to be a band director for a long time, and after I came to this program, it kind of switched my gears a little bit. So I was gonna be a teacher technically, but it was gonna be with hopefully it would be with high school students, because I would not be able to stand fifth graders messing around with their instruments.
Why don't you be like Mr. Durant, take over this classroom in a few years?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I wish.
Like, I'll be that good.
Your hand's going to be here for more than a few years.
I wish they had this, like, when I went to school, because truthfully, if they had this, I'd probably done this, and I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Actually,
a deputy.
To be honest, you could be sitting here right now, but not as a deputy, like you said. I mean, yeah. You would be producing it. You'd be us.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another deputy out there. Who wants to be on a podcast?
Yeah, well, that's like the what if world, the multiverse.
Oh yeah, jumping through. I love those.
Somewhere out there, I'm the producer. And there's a doing time with deputy such and such.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'm going to cop school. I'm going
for just one penny a day. You can make one deputy's dreams come true.
Doing time with Deputy Nate.
Deputy Nate. Yeah.
Deputy Wyatt.
It'd be Deputy Driscoll.
Deputy Driscoll. That'd be weird.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
No ring. no ring.
Nate. Deputy Nate.
I'm not sure if I like that sound.
I mean, I'm more of a... I can't hear my name after I heard Mike. Deputy Mike. I like Mike.
I like Mike.
Mike works.
Mike works. We have come a really long way. It's what Hayden and I was talking about from the time we actually started this. Mm. I mean, you guys actually gave it direction. And I, when Mr. Durant laid out the thing on that, whatever it's called, with the schedule, I mean, that was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I next year, instead of doing like episode 1, 2, 3, because I've stuck down the topics in that planner, I'd like to go back to use it. Because we started that direction, like, episode, like, the first one was chocolate milk, and the second one was something else. And but then it got to the point, it's like, ooh, I don't know what to call this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But once I had the planner, it was kind of easy.
Cause you could just keep on going.
It was, like, whatever we was talking about was going to be the subject, so, yeah.
Right.
And now it's growth.
Yeah.
It's growth in general. Seeing everything grow.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, next year, I think it's really going to help you guys in competition.
Oh, yeah. Because,
I mean, instead of talking about it or whatever, you're doing it you're doing it weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, for BPA, I was talking to Mr. Duran. And he was like, so next year, I'm putting you and Milani on podcasting right away. So I know for a fact I'm going to be on podcasting.
Oh,
and I know for a fact I'm getting first place at Nationals. I'm beating Hayden. That's my goal. I'm beating Hayden so I can laugh at him.
Sadly,
yeah.
Sadly, my group did not finish our project, so we didn't even get to go to
any. Did you even start it?
No, we didn't.
What was your project?
We were on podcasting with some people, which I shall not name. And we never finished.
Yeah,
we were doing everything.
We kind of hogged the podcast table the whole time.
Oh, yeah, so you guys probably wouldn't have been able to, which that's our bad. We kind of...
Took over.
Yeah, we ran straight as soon as we walked in. That's actually another thing. As soon as we walked in, all four of us, all right, we ran straight to this podcast table, straight to it. And just sat there and just talked, had conversations, just went. And it was amazing. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we chose podcasting for our BPA project.
And because we were passionate about it.
Yeah, and we won regionals for it. And we won regionals for, my team won regionals for broadcasting. And we, I ended, and it really sucks because I did like podcasting a lot, but I felt like I wanted to put more work towards broadcasting because I felt like I put more into it, so I went with it. And now looking back, I mean, man,
and here you are now podcasting.
Yeah.
The seniors did take our project to
nationals and they placed second, so I at least I gave them the chance to make it to nationals, which I mean, I wish I would have drove it.
Your turn, you can instead of going second.
Yeah.
You're running with your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll come home number one.
Hopefully. Oh, I'm gonna. I'm saying that.
I got bragging rights because I look at you as my kids. I mean, he's your teacher, but...
Yeah. Next year's going to be good.
I'm your podcasting buddy.
Next year's going to be our year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Since
that's awesome.
Since we're all going to be pretty much graduating here within a year, unfortunately... Let's all go back to the roots. The roots of basically just school. How was school? Like, how fast did it go by?
Too fast.
Oh, my God. This year is just
flew. Next year's going to go faster. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but once you graduate, everything just starts picking up faster and faster and faster.
That's
each year.
I remember in elementary school, I would always look forward to summer.
Now I kind of wish summer wouldn't come.
Yeah.
I do. I get mad because summer just goes by too fast. It's like, I feel ripped off.
I remember when I was in, like, first grade, I always thought, like, the third graders were, like, so much older.
Oh, my God. And I remember that.
The seniors always seemed like they were, like, college kids. They were adults. They had their own lives. And now here we are. I feel like I'm still in first grade.
It's crazy because every step of the way, my brother's 2 years, 3 years older than me. I was in first, I can't remember, fourth or second, yeah, all right. So I was in kindergarten, he was in third grade. All right, and I remember looking up, seeing him at third grade, and I was like, wow, that's so far away from now. Mm-hmm. And then I was in third grade, and then he was in middle school, and I'm like, wow, he's so far away from me. How do I catch up? And then I see him in seventh grade, and then I'm in seventh grade, and it just keeps on going and going, ninth grade, and now I'm in his class. It's like it's just crazy to me to see how fast I've went from there to here in just a snap.
The crazy thing about it is because when you're like in third grade and you're looking at the seniors, you never, like when you're actually a senior, you never feel the way that you saw the other kids because they seemed so superior. And now we're young seniors, and it's like, wow, I feel like I just graduated kindergarten.
The one time, anyway, I was on my way to the orientation for my first grade. And Brookfield had a different school at the time. It was back in 2011. We had just gotten a new school, and from a three-district school from middle school, elementary, and high school, all being in three separate places, they all just combined it into one. And I was on my way there. I was like, "What school am I going to now?" And my parents were like, "No, you're staying here for a few years."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
Crazy. Super crazy.
honestly best decision joining this class. I think it's fun, other than the brain buffets and geometrics.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a small price, though.
Small price for being able to do this. Just, man, every time I start thinking about it, it just gets me all riled up because I want to do more with it.
You know, when you think about the stuff that we're going to be able to do in the future, brain buffet and geometrics seem so small.
Bonnie, I'm not going to.
You know what's funny for me? It's like, all right, when we did the very first episode, and, you know, I had the questionnaire, and I was going off the questionnaire, and it was like maybe 5 minutes.
The first episode?
Yeah. Well, we went through all those questions, like, we talked about like everything on that page. You're like, bam.
Oh, man.
And then I'm sitting here like, okay, where do we go? And a half an hour, like, I don't know, it's weird because in your mind, it's like, oh my gosh, I only burned up this and I got to go. We're shooting for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to kind of freeze. I'm like, I don't know what to and then Hayden started talking, and I kind of just built off of what Hayden was, and it ended up as a nice podcast, but then I was like, oh my God, how half an hour is like impossible, but we're already at 31 minutes.
I mean, right. I could keep talking about this for days. Well,
you know, as we've gotten on and on and on, it comes easier and easier.
Mm.
Right.
Things flow better.
It's more natural.
It is.
Yeah, honestly, though, it's just a nice conversation at this point.
Yeah.
Just talking about like your life and stuff and your opinions, voicing, you know, it's just what you want to talk about.
What were you gonna say earlier?
Rope.
Bell.
Yeah, Bell. Yes, we are still in the school.
Best part about being a school-run podcast.
Yeah.
You should have saw Nate yesterday. They threw away his lotion.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
that was all right. You need to put context on
anyway,
it.
Anyway, at the beginning of the year. Was it the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it was the beginning of the year. We saw this bottle of lotion on our desk.
It was a random bottle of stress relief lotion. It's
called stress relief lotion. And then, so we've just been taking pumps of it every day.
And
you know,
it smelled
just,
so good,
it smelled
too.
So good. It was so good.
Was it like a lavender smell?
I don't even know.
No, I think it
was. Like lavender is a relaxing
I think
scent.
It was eucalyptus.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That's a relaxing
and
scent.
And somebody smacked the doing time sticker on it, and then it was doing time lotion. So
doing time lotion.
Eucalyptus
see,
basil, get it right.
Now we have to get a new bottle of it because they sell it at Bath and Body Works.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. It's Bath and Body Works stress relief lotion.
Then we can leave it for our juniors.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my sister she always wanted it. So anyway. When we would go to Bath and Body Works, she would like put it on her hands.
It looked like Nate was on the verge of tears when he saw it in the garbage can because I was like, he's gonna be mad.
I was gonna, but it was in the garbage.
Bro, it was at the top.
I wasn't grabbing it.
I would have.
Well, I thought about it.
It's time to head up to our embarrassing moments.
Oh, man.
No.
Here we go.
This is going to take a while.
I actually did an embarrassing moment yesterday.
Right? That's embarrassing.
I'm not going to share it here.
I got to think of one.
I'll tell you guys once we go off here. You'll laugh.
You said you'll tell us one?
Yeah.
Right now?
No.
Right?
No.
I say Nate goes first.
Me?
Yeah, you're the most embarrassing one here.
All right. I was sitting here trying to think of one while we were doing the podcast, and there's only one that comes into my mind, and I don't think it's that inappropriate. It's just funny. So I was, so me and my buddies have, like, a wrestling tournament, right? And, it was like a while ago back in.
You guys doing like table matches and stuff?
All right. It was, we're in my buddy's living room and he's got like nice soft carpet. And we just like, we would have like tournaments on to see who would pin each other and stuff. And I remember because I was the crown heir. And, because I just kept on winning. And I was so proud of myself. And then, so my buddies thought it would be funny if they would pants me while I'm wrestling. and they pantsed me, and they might have grabbed a little bit too much. And then they, so they ended up ripping off my shorts, and I was like, oh no. And then I realized my underwear came off. And I'm sitting there, second layer. I'm sitting there butt naked in the middle of my friend's living room. And I'm like, wait a second. This is not good. So yeah, that was definitely
embarrassing moment.
That was pretty embarrassing.
It would have been funnier if the mom and dad walked out.
Oh, can I'm so happy they didn't.
Can I tell a story that's more of a Nate embarrassing story?
Oh, wait, more of me.
Can I tell them the underwear story?
Underwear story? Wait a second. I'm trying to think.
Remember when you texted me that one time during school?
I can't remember it.
I got two good ones.
I don't know if I should tell it or not.
Tell it.
I don't know.
Why not? Hey, listen. I told mine. I was running through a state park in my underwear, chasing a raccoon.
Which was amazing. I loved that. You can just tell yours. I don't even know what it is. Are you texting it to me?
Yeah. Connor, you go.
You think you're getting me with that camera? Nope.
Anyway, oh, crap. I lost it, I think. Well, never mind. Anyway, this happened a few days ago. My buddy Christian Clark, he's in ROTC. Him and his buddy from Cody, who's also in the same program, were over. Anyway, me and Christian, we both drive. And the way he parks behind me. And I'm at the end of my driveway already, so he parks behind me. So I have to go up and go past my dad's truck and try and reverse parallel park my way in. I'm not that bad. But anyway, we have like an ongoing joke. We try and park as close as we possibly can from each other. And Christian gets out. He's like, no, let me do this. So he gets out, and he's sort of like air guides me. He's like, okay, you're good. And he's like, I just keep going. And he's like, stop. And anyway, I connect the car pieces together like Legos. Like, literally, it's a millimeter away from hitting his car. And he jumps up onto the hood of his car. He's like, stop. Then me and Cody get out, and we're dying.
That's good.
And then later that day, they're both downstairs, and I had to go to the store and grab something. I grab it, I'm on my way back. And this time, I didn't have someone to guide me. So, I kind of hit his car. I was like, oop, I'm not going to tell him about that. So, I go out and check it. There's no dents, no none. Go downstairs. And the next morning, I tell him. He's like, what? He's like, are you serious? And Cody's like, don't worry. There's already too many dents in it. You wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeez.
Let me think.
So, what you got?
All right. I'm going to tell, because, you know, it's a funny or embarrassing story. This one's kind of both, right? It wasn't at the time, but it is now. So, when I was little, my mom would yell at me if I stood up in the shopping cart, right? Because I used to want to sit in it. Not in, like, the part that kids are supposed to sit in. I mean, in the back of it.
The big one, yeah.
Yeah. So, I was sitting in that. And we were coming out of Walmart. We were in the parking lot. And I decided to stand up. And my mom hit a bump by accident.
Did you fall out?
And I flew out of it. And I landed on my face in the parking lot. And my nose and stuff was all, like, bloody and stuff. And then, hold on, it gets worse. Where I landed, a car started backing out of their spot.
They almost ran you over.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My mom was like yelling or whatever. Stop. And it was interesting. But it's funny now.
Speaking of cars, I finally got my license back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, congrats.
Congratulations. You gotta slow down, quit running into other cars.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
So I take it you weren't allowed to tell the other story with the underwear?
No, Nate yelled at me.
All right.
It was just something stupid.
It was good, though.
All right, I'll share my off-air story. You guys can share your off-air story.
Okay. Wait, what?
I told you I have a story, but I'm not going to share it here.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna tell it off-air. Yeah.
Deal.
So, Well, this is it until August. I would hope that we would come back August 22nd, 25th, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a podcast first day.
That would be kind of cool.
You guys best wear your shirts next time.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be called welcome back.
Yeah, for next year.
yeah.
Not next year. This year. But.
So, yeah, we're going off the air until August. Oh, hopefully we'll be back on August, not September.
One of the coolest part too, about the shirts is that we have them. Like, nobody else has them. Like, other people that were on the show. But, like,
That's why we gotta get Posse put on them.
Oh, that'd be good. Can you sign my shirt? Whenever
I could sign your shirt.
I'll get my shirt. I'll get it signed by Deputy Mike.
Or get our names, like, put them on them.
I'm gonna go to... Yeah.
Like, custom shirts for exact members.
I still think we should get hoodies.
We should have one
Only
shirt.
Only us.
We should have one shirt that all of us signed. And then put it up.
Yeah, we could hang it up behind.
That would be good.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I could go down and see if she still has, like, the one I showed, because it was a mistake. And we could use that one, because it didn't look bad.
Yeah.
I think, I'm trying to remember what was wrong with it, because I couldn't really see it.
We should get Hayden to come in and sign it, too.
Yeah,
true.
That way we can have the shirt, and then we just leave it.
It was just a little crooked that you couldn't tell.
Like, we leave it framed up there, and it's just the original crew.
So who was all the crew in the seniors?
I think it was just Hayden.
Me and Hayden.
Just you guys?
Yeah, that's why he was my partner in crime.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think we should get one signed. Frame it up there and just leave it so it's the original crew.
Because you know what? I have no idea who was always in the thing.
Yeah.
Man. Well, that's their fault. Should have made it known to you.
Yeah, we didn't. Which is sad. I mean, you know, I never even thought about it. It was just always him and I.
Mm-hmm. You got to get Connor, you, me, Deputy Mike, obviously. Yeah. Wyatt, Araja.
Got everybody.
Who else? I think Hayden.
And Hayden.
That's it.
So, you know, I've been sitting here thinking about next year's group. I don't know. Maybe I'll call them the crew.
Call them the crew?
The crew.
The crew.
I like the posse, though. Well, we're the posse.
You're
They're
the posse,
the crew.
Yeah, you guys are the posse.
Well, you can call them
the crew. Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it now.
I was going to say, like, I don't know, comrades? Or what's it called?
I was thinking of police turn.
Yeah, I was too. Is there like
what of these groups are going to be the chain gang?
Chang.
Get like a different name for each year.
Yeah, I was sitting at home the other day and I'm like, man, see, I got roughly 5-6 years. I got to come up with five or six different
We're the OGs
names.
I'm
not you're really considering I joined later on.
You're about you're as you're OG than
mostly everybody else. You got to remember this thing was. We were growing and putting it together the
whole
time.
We're still building it.
Yeah, it's still going.
We're still building.
We still got more things to do, like roll call.
You're only OGs at the
like
podcast table.
Roll call.
That's what I thought you were going to do, to be honest. I was like, you could just say roll call.
I don't consider you guys OGs considering the podcast was here beforehand.
What?
Not really.
Did you guys not get the joke?
No. Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh.
I'm not reworded that. Watch is going to come out and is like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, shout outts.
Oh, shout out time.
Yeah, hit the shout outs.
It's shout out time.
Speaking of Duran, shout out to him.
Oh, yeah?
For doing that voiceover and for. Shout out to Mr. Duran for making this podcast possible. Brought to you by Christopher Duran.
TCTC Productions.
Yes, I mean without Mr. Duran, none of this even happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though we weren't allowed to use the coconut.
He taught us.
We got the coconut right here. Still.
Yeah. The coconut's coming in play.
I don't want it to be in the way, so I'm just gonna sit it over here.
Now that the killer coconut story is out there.
Yep.
Killer coconut story.
So that I told him, I said, in your honor, we're going to have the killer coconut skits.
Coconut skits.
Next year.
Yeah, so we're going to have the stinger with the little something.
Next year, the first podcast has to be telling the coconut story.
Wait, what?
Do you guys do it? No, but I mean like a podcast specifically about the coconut.
No, but yeah, he did it.
A coconut podcast.
You guys have to listen.
I know.
To your own stories.
We got season two. Oh, yeah, wait, shoot.
See, his app was hard, too, because with his, I mean, you know, him and I started this. So.
Any more shout-outs?
I got more shout-outs.
Shout-out to Hayden.
Shout-out to Hayden, yeah. Yes, obviously.
Even though I only met the guy, like, twice.
Shout-out to the crew in with Hayden.
The posse.
The posse with, I guess.
You guys are the posse, so. Shout out to all the unknowns.
In the cage. Yeah. Shout out to my mom and dad while I'm here. You know, I just want to say that, you know.
You can shout Heather out to and Joe. You want.
Yeah. Shout out to Deputy Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out.
I got to give a shout out to my buddy, Christian Murtaugh. He just graduated. He's been living with me for the past few months. He's just now starting to get a hold of his life.
Nice.
Shout out to Joey. Shout out to Zach. Dante, Braden, alright, you know who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
Gotta Sam, give a few.
Ethan. I was going everywhere.
Anybody else?
Gotta give one to my buddy Christian Clark. Yeah. Been friends with him for a while now. And, yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
Well, till. Gosh. Season two. See you in August or September.
I wanna sign us off. Good. Ready? From the crew, we'll see you in season two.
There you go.
That's nice.
Till then.
Doing time with Deputy Mike.